kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nakatakdang magiging abot-kaya ang ilang mga gamot para sa kalusugan ng mga kababaihan kapag ang mga nasabing gamot ay maiidagdag sa mga listahan ng government subsidized medication na PBS. Ayon sa pamahalaan, ang mga pinakabagong listahan ng medikasyon ay kasali sa $50 billion na package para sa women's health measures na inanunsyo nitong Pebrero. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Hannah Kwon at Sydney Lang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nakaramdam si Hoda Hanaway ng patuloy na sakit sa puso nito dahil sa endometriosis. Isa lamang siya sa bitong mga kababaihang na diagnose ng nasabing kondisyon.
If I can sum up that in one word, how living with endometriosis is, I would say probably horrendous would be the glorified word. It's from when I was diagnosed, I'm pretty sure I had it from 12 years old. And I wasn't diagnosed until I was about 18. But that's only because it was a bit taboo in my culture to talk about period pain, it was sort of normalized. You know, period pain is normal for women to get.
Dumaan ang nasabing dating MasterChef contestant sa 15 laparoscopic surgery at hysterectomy. Ang sakit na endometriosis ay nararanasan ng maraming kababaihang may iba't ibang lahi. Ito ay sumasakit kapag ang tissue ng lining ng womb o sinapupunan o uterus ay kumakapal o tumutubo. Ito ay nakakaapekto din ng fertility ng isang babae at nagdudulot ng sakit. Para sa karamihan, ang presyo ng gamot ay dumadagdag sa gastos at sa masakit na kondisyon.
I've had to, in the past, I have been on this medication for several months, and I've had to, in the past, delay buying it because of how much it costs. And I know it's not great that you stop the medication and then start it again, but I was couldn't do anything financially about it.
Isa lamang si Hoda sa aabot sa 8,500 tao na umaasang makakabenepisyo kung ang medikasyong Rieko ay malilista sa Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme o PBS ngayong Mayo. Ang nasabing gamot ay isang bagong gamot sa sakit na endometriosis at nagkakahalaga ng $2,700 kada taon. Ayon sa Endometriosis Australia, ang pagpasok ng gamot sa PBS ay makakatulong sa mga kababaihan lalo na sa mga humaharap sa pinansyal na hamon o sa mga nakatira sa rehiyon at mga malalayong indigenous communities. Isa pa sa mga bibigyan ng subsidiya ay ang contraceptive pill na Slinda na ginagamit nangaabot sa 80,000 ng mga kababaihan at nagkakahalaga ng $320 kada taon. Sa ilalim din ng PBS, ang estrogen free pill ay magkakahalaga ng $23 kada taon para sa mga concession card holders at $95 naman kada taon para sa mga general patients. Ayon kay Federal Health Minister Mark Butler, matagal nang itong hinihintay ng karamihan.
We've been hearing story after story from Australia's women that they feel they've just not been given the support that they need and they deserve in a whole range of areas to do with their health. Some conditions like endometriosis that affect as many as 1 million Australian women, but also health issues that don't reflect women being sick, they just reflect women being women and having responsibility for contraception, for reproductive health and choices that families will make, and also going through life cycles like perimenopause and menopause. And our government has been heavily focused on trying to catch up on those decades of neglect.
Ani Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley, hindi mabuti na pinahintay ng pamahalaan ang mga kababaihan ng mahigit isang taon bago ito binigyan ng discount.
One of the drugs listed today for endometriosis, and it was actually recommended to be listed over a year ago, I believe. Now, I don't think it's good enough when the process is through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee and the sign-offs, if you like, to say, yes, this drug can go on the market, it is safe and it is effective, that a government would wait a year to list it. So I'm very critical of that.
Sa panayam sa 7 Sunrise, sinabi ni Ginoong Mark Butler na ang kalusugan ng mga kababaihan ay napabayaan ng dating mga pamalaan.
Over the 9 years of their government, not a single new pill, not a single endometriosis treatment, not a single menopause treatment. You know, we obviously have to do price negotiations with the company. That's been the way the PBS has operated for 75 years. We've done more in the last 5 months for women's health in these areas than any government has done for decades.
Sa ilalim ng pagbabago, ang mga kababaihang may mababang level ng ilang reproductive hormones ay makaka-access sa isang kombinasyong IVF therapy na Pergoveris. Ang walang subsidiyang cycle ay nagkakahalaga ng $3,500. Kapag idinagdag ito sa PBS, ang mga eligible ay makaka-access ng Pergoveris sa halaga ng $32 kada treatment cycle sa kanilang unang IVF cycle. Dati ang treatment ay subsidized lamang matapos ang ilang mga cycle. Si Dr. Petra Whale ay presidente ng Fertility Society of Australia and New Zealand. Umaasa siyang ang mga pagbabago ay makakatulong na mabawasan ang hadlang para sa mga kababaihang dumadaan sa proseso.
I think the changes that have been made are fantastic from a PBS point of view and accessing fertility and endometriosis and a progesterone-only pill. When we so go further, we see that there is a lot of legislation and barriers to accessing fertility treatment for all Australians, and that's where we would like to see the Health Minister advocate for a national fertility plan and reducing these barriers and allowing people to be able to access IVF if and when they need it and without breaking the bank.
Nakatakdang idagdag sa PBS ang mga nasabing gamot sa Abril at Mayo. At para naman kay Ms. Hannaway at mga kababaihang apektado, ang mga pagbabago ay naghahatid ng isang pag-asa tungo sa abot-kaya at accessible na pangangalaga.
It would definitely make it more affordable. I am excited to hear the news that it will be on the PBS. And it's not only for me. Whilst it's not for every woman, but it certainly opens the doors for earlier treatment and better treatment options for women, and I'm so for that.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.